You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Dexter and Byron Peart are the founders of Goody, an online marketplace launched last year that sells well-designed homewares that are ethically and sustainably produced. The twin brothers started work on Goody after selling their previous venture, Want Les Essentials, back in 2017. That Montreal-based luxury fashion and accessories labels was started by the brothers a decade earlier and proved to be a hit internationally. And it was their retail outposts, Want Apothecary, which were widely credited with introducing European brands such as Acne and Philippe Bouquet to the North American market. Recently, both were in Toronto and sat down with us to discuss their latest venture and the importance of conscious consumerism. Here's Dexter, followed by Byron now, with the story of Goody.
We are and have been in the fashion business inspired by quality and things that are built to last. We are super excited about being more leaning to the home space because we're looking at products, but also stories that are longer than just a season, longer than just a trend, things that people are going to want to have for generations and hopefully even pass down to future generations. So we think of the products and the selection of items that we have found and curated or created as things that will last a long time.
Goody is an evolution of what we've been doing in our past work for 20 years, and specifically to our brand, Want Les Essentiels. The brand name was talking about the juxtaposition between want and need, and where does the essentials, this essentialism, how does that play a role with our desire of things as well? So when Dexter was just talking about this conversation that we're having with Goody, it's a continuation. But what we really felt was where that commitment comes from. Like, it's not only is this something that's essential to have in your life, but is there a commitment also that's from how it's being made and how this will also exist in the world after that user's owned it, whether it's passed down or likewise.
Literally, we built this around this connection between responsible consumption and responsible production. It's sustainable development goal number 12. And the idea was, how do we have a conversation as much about responsibility as about sustainability? We think responsible design speaks to quality, it speaks to value, it speaks to function, but it also speaks to who made the items. It also speaks to how does that serve the communities. It speaks to, I think, a larger conversation that's about people and humanity, but also about environmental and sustainable goals. I would say that the problem that we see is it's very hard to make a good choice. And at the end of the day, Goody exists to help people make a better choice. And so what we do is we go out to the world and we start having conversations around good design and conversations around good purpose. And ultimately, Goody's been built to be a platform for those conversations to be able to happen. So our goal is that you be able to come onto Goody World, whether that's in the social channels or whether that's online or in the physical, and really find things that you wouldn't normally find in other places. And we can sort of bridge that gap for people who are looking for good design with good purpose.
Some of the brands, there's a brand, The Skate Room, who's making these awesome skateboards that give back to local communities and teaching young kids how skateboarding could have an effect on their mental and physical lives. We're working with an amazing rug maker, Nanny Marquina, out of Spain, that works with artisans in Pakistan that are working on a Care and Fair initiative, which is an exciting project. We're working together with a division of the United Nations called Ethical Fashion Initiative, and Dexter and I have been working with them for 18 months on creating original product together, namely a pillow as a canvas to not only talk about the great work and technique that these makers and the social cooperatives are working with, but also to make a really desirable item for the home. We work with a brand called Heckles from the UK in the personal care space, and the audience might be familiar, but they have an amazing commitment to not only the raw materials used in personal care, but also a commitment to water conservation and community engagement as well too, which is very, very interesting. So all of these partners, while they might be looking at sustainability in their own unique ways and finding solutions to different challenges, what we find is very interesting is that a lot of these makers and brands and artisans are having to normally do that on their own. And it's heavy work, it's difficult work, it's a natural commitment for all of them. And I think what becomes exciting is that we could group and bring all of these people together to share a conversation and narrative that's consistent with shared values, then it becomes really powerful to make that impact, that these people who are looking at design and looking at impact, that collectively, that there's a uniform force.
We actually just got off stage and one person walked up to me at the end and was saying how hard it was. She's working with social cooperatives and she doesn't necessarily have a platform to be able to tell that story. And I think that, as I was saying before, we really think that if you have to figure out how to do this on your own, and we're all out there in the singular, this is going to be a tough road for all of us. But we really believe that if we can bring together and collectivize a sense of community and organize that around content, commerce, and also community, then we are on the right path.
It's as much about providing the access to the people who are already working in this regard, but it's also about providing inspiration to others who, so Dexter was saying, after our talk, then someone just came up to me and she said, you've inspired me to relook at how I approach my design. And I think that is also a very important piece, is to show other makers that there is an environment where there's not only an audience for that, but there are other like-minded brands, and to invite them in to be a part of this as well too. We started with an early criteria, which was good people, good design, good impact. That's the starting point. If we find partners who are looking at, if we say that their shared values are totally consistent with that, it's level one. From there, we start an engagement together with them, and just really, it's a lot of it's admiration. We're super excited about the product that you're making, or how you approach design, or the effect that you're having in your communities. And we start to share an opportunity that, what are you looking for? What is the space that you're trying to communicate that's not being told? And we've identified 9 areas that are everything from water conservation to the raw material sourcing, women empowerment. These are criteria that's important to us, and we've all gone out and looked to our partners and said, let's look at what you're doing and how we could bring this into a conversation with our audience. Specifically to the assessment, all of our partners, we built it ourselves. I mean, there's a lot of our partners are B Corp companies, but for the most part, and the challenge but opportunity was, how do you measure the work and the impact that a small social cooperative is doing that's working with the marginalized communities in a foreign country versus like a multinational rug maker or chair producer, and finding common ground for all of them. So we want to give an even playing field and an even voice to all of these different makers, and it's an exciting thing because we're doing it in our own way.
The good news is we think it's evolving. And you think about this conversation 5 years ago and even 2 years ago, I think the products that came through the lens of sustainability are very different than what we're already seeing now. We're seeing makers all around the world that we're not having this conversation on the supply chain level, from materials that are being produced, raw material level, and everyone seems to be more interested or more motivated to be able to search for better ways to produce. And so I think we're at the advent of really great materials and really great material solutions, and that is going to create conditions for really good designers to be able to create their best work. Hopefully, we are the platform for all of that connection.
Today, we have a pop-up at the Whitney Museum in New York City, the first of its kind for the Whitney shop there, and we were very excited and I guess blessed to have the opportunity when they reached out to us. There's an exhibition called Making Knowing, the history of art and craft from the 1950 through 2020. The idea for the museum and the curators was to have a conversation about not only product, but what is the story, the tradition inside craft, inside makers. How could these traditions be passed along for generations, and also where innovation could play a role in that for the future. And then consistently with Goody, what we did is that we've curated together with the team at the Whitney shop to identify a selection of products that really help to continue that conversation that they're having with the exhibition, and is very consistent with the shared values of both parties.
We've been excited by the response. The response has been tremendous. People seem to get what we're trying to do. At the same time, it's a big learning curve, logistics learning of trying to figure out how do you get merchandise from all around the world, technological issues as well too. But we're learning quickly. We've got a really great team and we're really excited about the future. So, you know, it's the ebbs and flows of business.
I think that design has an incredible power, and I think we've lost our connectivity for some years or decades. I think that the obvious place is in social media, and I think we've separated ourselves from each other's stories, each other's humanity. And what I believe, and consistent with Goody, is that we have an opportunity to help share the connection back to people, people's stories, and yeah, shorten that distance, which is what I'm personally looking for as well too.
Dexter and Byron Peart, co-founders of Goody. Thank you to Monocle's Will Kitchens, who conducted this interview, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.